This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's all over but the shouting for Ben Bernanke. As I said, today was his last Federal Reserve policy meeting. A couple of handoff sessions with Janet Yellen in the next day or two. And then come the close of business Friday, boom, he is a former chairman of the Federal Reserve, which means he's going to do what? Marketplace's David Gura has that story.
You know, this is a question only 13 men have wrestled with.
I have more in common with you graduates than most might think.
Here's Alan Greenspan giving a commencement address at the University of Pennsylvania in 2005.
Before long, my term at the Federal Reserve comes to an end. I, too, will be looking for a job.
As for what Bernanke might do, Greenspan's career path gives us some clues. Justin Martin is the author of Greenspan, The Man Behind Money.
It's kind of remarkable. He retired at the age of 79.
And since then, he's kept busy. Greenspan has had what Martin calls a 21st century retirement.
He's headed up a Washington, D.C.-based consulting firm called Greenspan LLC. He's had a number of different corporate clients he's consulted to, such as Deutsche Bank.
Now, Ben Bernanke's younger. He's only 60, but he served two terms as Fed chairman. He led President Bush's Council of Economic Advisors. And before that, Bernanke was a distinguished professor at Princeton.
You know, he's going to have lots of options.
Nels Olson is vice chairman of Korn Ferry International. That's an executive search firm. I asked Olson to take a look at Ben Bernanke's CV. A resume that says Fed chairman is a pretty rare thing.
There aren't many who have done this in the past.
Jeannie Brandover runs Boyden Global Executive Search's New York office and financial services practice. She says Bernanke could become a consultant.
In an advisory role, it really affords them to be more challenged, have a broader view, have a broader influence, but yet not be personally responsible for the outcome.
Odds are Bernanke will give some speeches, but first things first, the memoir. That would give him some time to think, to defend how he handled the financial crisis, and the book deal could be lucrative. Penguin Press reportedly paid Greenspan $8.5 million for his memoir. Brantover says the man who once presided over the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System could join some corporate boards.
There's going to be a lot of people that will want his name and stature as part of their organization.
There have been suggestions Bernanke is eyeing a post at the Brookings Institution. And of course, Bernanke could return to academia. Remember, he spent most of his career at Princeton. We asked Princeton if Bernanke has indicated he'd like to teach there again. A university spokesman says the school doesn't comment on personnel matters. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
We've got a timeline of the afterlives of all the previous Fed chairs. Several wrote books. One bought the Washington Post. One was indicted for mail fraud. Check it out, marketplace.org.